Tangsudo, Korean martial art, traditional martial art from South Korea, formulated as Tangsudo in the 40s, but it comes from a long history of Korean martial arts, probably about 2,000 years old.
What's the difference with Tangsudo compared to, say, karate or jiu-jitsu or something similar?
There's similarities between the traditional martial arts, and they probably all originated primarily from either India, coming through to China and so forth. There is a cross-section in some of the traditional work we do. There is a relationship between some of the traditional forms, being the karate and some of the Chinese work as well. The primary difference might be protocols, but ordinarily the traditional ones are very much the similar.
Now, you've had a background in two other martial arts, yes, as well as Tangsudo. Yeah. What was the attraction to trying a new Korean martial art?
Introduced to it as a more traditional, and it suited more to the style of work that I prefer, like doing, which is the self-defense, the self-protection and the unarmed combat side of it, compared to the more competitive side in the competition arena.
Talking about competition, it's a huge weekend for Tangsudo and Adelaide in particular as well. You've got a massive tournament being held.
This is a large coup for South Australia, having the first world Tangsudo Championship being held here. Privileged to have it being held at the Adelaide Convention Centre, one of the top convention centres in the world. We have 10 countries competing. It was secured here by myself at the International Tangsudo Federation meeting in Greece 2007, and we've been going full step ahead to ensure that we are the proper host country, and we've ensured that will happen this weekend.
As a sport, how much does that mean to you to be able to host the world titles?
The word sport, in comparison to it, is a sporting arena. I think it's huge across the board for traditional martial artists in general. It opens up harassment-free style competition for the general public wishing to have a look. It also invokes a strong sense of camaraderie between the countries, and we look at it as a learning curve as well, that we can actually learn from each other as we compete on the floor.
Depth-wise for Australia, how do we fare against some of the countries that are coming to compete?
Well, I can only give you on past record, Los Angeles, Malaysia, London and Greece, that every team I've taken away, we've come back successfully with gold and silver and bronze. So we're hoping to achieve the same or similar in this competition, and I have all the faith in the world in the team that is representing Australia.
Is it one of those situations for us that it's our lifestyle maybe that helps us get that quality of the arts put through, or is it just mainly a training schedule?
I think it's training schedule. The lifestyle, the traditional Tangsudo comes through. The lifestyle, it's the willingness, the devotion, the passion, the desire of a person in their training regime that helps them get through that. No doubt that's the Australian way of life as well when it does come to sport, so correct to answer your question. I think the mental discipline, the mindset that's been taught to my students, I think that also is part of the training regime that hopefully will assist them on the day as well. They are up against some good competition, I may say, too.
In the world of martial arts, there's so many different things that are being offered out there and progressing into the mixed martial arts and the cage fights, sure, and all that sort of stuff. How does Tangsudo put itself above all of those? How does it become, hopefully, a growing sport in the area?
I don't believe it puts itself above any other martial art. I don't personally. Each to their own, I say. We can only try and promote the art as a disciplined martial art, as development for the self, self-improvement, character development, and a way of life for particular students that want to take on this way of life.
Does it seem to be a growing style, though? Is it something that is getting picked
there
up?
There is a strong interest in the traditional martial arts. People are aware of it. I think the acceptance might be the hard part, but when people realise they walk through our doors, that they're welcoming, the appreciation for doing so, that they are recognised for coming in to be part of a family, I think that's part of the benefits of coming to Tangsudo Martial Arts School.
Two of the competitors that you've got that are competing over the weekend are Ryan and Kalinda. We'll start with Kalinda first up. Kalinda, how are the fingernails going? Are you feeling a bit nervous about the weekend?
Yeah, a fair bit.
How much training's gone into getting up to a competition level?
A fair bit of training. We've been training quite hard this year. We started our training last year, October, I think. We've been working with aspiring trainer, and we've picked up a lot of new techniques, quickened our paces and learned a fair bit.
How long have you been practicing?
I've been doing Tangsudo since I was 12, so I've been doing it for 7 years. Yeah, I've loved it the whole time as well.
It's a long time to stick to a particular style of martial art. What was the thing that attracted you to keep going at it?
I just love the environment. I'm not interested in competition as such. I prefer the technical side. I do enjoy my sparring and stuff like that, but the technical is definitely my favourable side. I've made lots of great friends there. I've worked well with everyone there, and it's just a great place to be.
Ryan, you don't get out. How long's it been for you to get up to a competitive level?
Well, I've been doing Tang Soo Do since 2001, 11 years old. So between now and then, I've only been in smaller competitions, but the last 2 years has been full on with training.
How does it feel for you coming from the smaller competitions into something that you're seeing multiple countries coming in that obviously want to take away the medals that we want to keep?
Nerve-wracking. It's totally a different ball game. I've only seen the big competitions from DVDs and what I've heard from people that have competed in the past, but certainly going to be different for me.
And what level will you be competing at?
First stand. So everyone's 18 and older, so open first stand.
The nerves are jittery, but you're fairly confident in the training that you've done?
Yeah, well, I put in all the work I can, and you know what? I hope it pays off.
What's a general week or a normal week for you getting up to a competition?
Monday night, training. Tuesday night, training. Thursday night, training. Weekends, personal training at home, just going through everything constantly.
Maybe 15 hours a week?
Yeah, easy.
And for that, I guess that you can quite easily compete for the entire weekend, hopefully injury-free, but your stamina and everything else that you need is going to be well up there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've been doing heaps of cardio training, just make sure that we can keep battling through.
Well, best of luck for the weekend, and hopefully you'll secure a lot of those medals.
Thank you.